How old are you again?
11.
So Sammy, I'm going to challenge you guys. Sammy's 11. He just explained the difference between currency and money. Most adults don't know this, right? This is stuff we should learn when we're his age, and he's learning this at his age. Now, one thing that's cool that I want to explain to everyone is what we're doing with paying you, right? Through like doing videos and stuff. So, and Robert, you could do this with your kids once they get older. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that don't know, if you have a business, you could actually pay your kids through your company, right? You can have a corporation. The way you want to set this up is the first step on this to pay your kids and write it off on your taxes is you're going to have your main business, right? That could be an S corporation. It could be an LLC. That business is then going to pay a management or a consulting fee to another LLC that you own, right? So it's got to be two separate companies. So we have Walt Dynamics. We also have a production company. And so we pay Sammy, but we pay him through the production company. And so Walt Dynamics, my S corporation, pays a consulting fee to the LLC for production. Sammy's an employee of the production company. So that production company can now pay Sammy a wage. They can actually pay him a W-2 wage. If you're making less than like 12,000 something and some change, then you can actually write that off on your taxes like as a payroll expense. But Sammy doesn't have to pay payroll taxes on it, right? So for those of you that have a job, you get your paycheck, you've got payroll taxes. You don't keep all that money. The government gets some of it, right? So we pay the LLC the consulting fee. The consulting fee actually pays Sammy a W-2 wage. And then Sammy gets income that he has to pay zero tax on because the money we pay him is below what's called the standard deduction. So, you know, tax deductions, we're talking about what the IRS steals from people.
Yeah.
So they give you what's called a tax deduction. You have a standard deduction where they basically say, we're going to steal from you, but we're going to let you keep this amount of money first before we steal. And so the standard deduction is like $12,950 or something. So we pay him under that amount. So he's never going to pay income tax. My company gets the write-off and he gets tax-free income. Right now, he's my godson. So we're taking care of, you know, his school tuition. We're doing his sacred account. Like there's a lot of stuff we can do with that income. Robert, you have two kids, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say you had, let's say you'd have to have a business, but let's say you had like, you know, a business income coming in through the company. You flow the money to the LLC. Mm-hmm. You can actually pay your kids to do work in the business. Now you're not going to give them like 12K. Like your daughter, you're not going to be like, here's 13 grand. Go make good decisions with it.
Yeah.
So it's going to stay in the household. But that's tax-free income to you, and it's a tax deduction on the business. So you're getting the write-off, and then you're not paying taxes on that money either, and you can fund different things with it.